we're up to halacha beis. We're up to page lamed. Okay, page lamed, simen ayin beis, page lamed, halacha beis. V'chol ha-machal lech as ha-shabbos b'fahesya. Anyone that's machal shabbos b'fahesya, over here in the brackets, it says, v'im hudavka b'isr deraisa, afilu b'isr derabon, nech luka poiske b'yordeya, simen, I don't know, it's missing the which simen. Harehu ka'oyved, ka'oyved ka'ychavim, l'chol devar. The person that's machal shabbos b'fahesya, it's a shmachloik, it's a poiskim, if that means even an isr derabonon, but certainly anyone that's mechal shabbos v'hesya when it comes to misr deraisa, thank you very much. Anyone that's mechal shabbos v'hesya has the status of an oivik chavim, has the status of a goy. L'chol devarov, in the geya b'yayin, oisroi, if he touches wine, the yayin becomes yayin nesek. Of course, it's yayin which is wine which has not been cooked. The apashu oifa hare havehu apashu oifa, and bread which is baked by a person that's mechal shabbos b'fahesya has the status of pas akum, and pas akum is osur. The only heter is man azes pas palter. Pas palter, but pas pakum would be osur. But I guess it would have also the status of pas palter, right? If you have a business that's owned by a Jew that it's mechal shabbos. So it's not, does not have the status of pas Yisrael, it has the status of pas palter. Okay, we don't have really today that much pas akum, but it'll be pas, at least pas palter. Period. He has a restaurant, and it's going to be bishul akum. What does it mean? It means in front of 10 people, 10 Jews. It does not mean that mamish does in front of, he drives in front of shul. Doesn't mean that he has to go drive or do even his whole shot driving, his whole shot is deraisa. Is driving malacha deraisa? Not so pashut to say driving is malacha deraisa, but if he has to do malacha deraisa, el shiyodim abeho avera. If people know for a fact, even though he does not actually do malach in front of him, people know that fact that this person is mechal shabbos v'hesya, that is enough. He presents himself as one that's not observant, that's enough. Tahachi muchach b'gemara b'poiskim gabi v'ha Esther par hesya hava. The Gemara says that Esther, when she went, and she went to Achashverosh, it's considered the status of Bifar Hesya. What do you mean Bifar Hesya? No one saw Esther go and live with Achashverosh. This was done behind closed doors. But the answer is, since it was a known fact, since it was in the papers, so that's considered Bifar Hesya. So from this we learn a very powerful Yisod, that we talk about a concept, being Bifar Hesya does not mean that we actually saw the person do the Avera. We saw the Michal Shams. It means, if it's known, if it's accepted as fact, person presents himself that this is the type of lifestyle he lives, even though we don't actually see him do, that's good enough. It means he did actually in front of 10 people. Even if he did not do it in front of 10 people, he knows that it will become known to 10 people, that is also good enough. Okay, a lot of shi'odim mitzion b'halacha to go back to the previous page, the page lamed gimel, ois gimel. Hamachal shabbos ayin b'shut chasam sofer. Taboseach the Haboseh Hanus Bikdis Bishabas are Michal Shabbos Mamish. Kimasha Kosav Ubizman in the Chemio, Ubizman Shahoyu Lonu Shaifdim Malchus, Hoyu Soikum Al Zed, they would give a person skila. A person opens up his store on Shabbos, even though you do not see him do malacha, has the status of the person Michal Shabbos before Hesia, and anyone that does something like this in the olden days would be stoned. Chiv skila al zed davka umalchus ubizman shahoyu lolonu shayftim umalchus hoyu seiklim al zed davka be'ar al zed the davka be'akroy armin b'shas mekru memkar hu drabonan. Davka biakroi. Now the question here is why? Why is this called Michal Shabbos v'Hesya? And why is he chayev skila? What have you really done? If you live in a little shtetl and you don't have a, it's not a reshus rab deraisa, and you open up your store on Shabbos and people come and they buy things, I challenge you to prove that you Michal Shabbos v'Hesya. What have you actually done? Mekachu memkar is only osim midrabanan. It's not a deraisa business transaction on Shabbos. It's only a midrabanan. So where is their chil Shabbos? Why is the person chayev skila doing mechal Shabbos? So the answer is that's only when it's done occasionally is it considered to be midrabanan. Chamash chosav hatayis v'siyamtiv v'shekein kosav haramban b'parshas Beperush Shabboson Zichron Tur, the Ramban and Parshas Emor, says the same idea. It doesn't matter. Mekach u'memkar, that's done. The kvius has the status of chil Shabbos beferhesia, for which there is a chiyuv skila. Now, es haShabbos. Okay, so it says es haShabbos ein be or zerua b'shem agoinim u'shut radbas v'chuv v'divrei b'shut marsham u'v'das Torah. The mechal yomtiv who can mechal. What about a person mechal yomtiv? The mechal al Shabbos to hold the verb ve'ain minochos. The yomtiv nami ikre Shabbos. K'mashukos avisat mechal minochos ha Shabbos. Or v'shas to be maskel the mikna shvisa b'Shabbosa. When it comes min koinin shvisa b'Shabbosa. And there, the same rules apply in that Tosfos. And that Tosfos, where it says there that Yom Tov has the same status of Shabbos. The king cost of Mamaril, Primogodim, with Huni Zohar. So Ulam b'Shulchan Aruch, b'Shulchan Aruch. I'm not sure what that stands for. Uvebash, with Rizav, the Mechal, Evan Ezer. So what's that? Okay, I'm not sure what that means.
The third part of the Shulchan.
I know, but what's that? How do you read that into those words? Ulam b'shulchan aruch. Evan, okay, Evan was the base. Okay, Evan was there. Uve bash, uve ture zav, the mechalal yom tov lo havi mumurak rosha migri. So he points out he's a machlekes apoyskim, a person mechalal yom tov befarhesia, does he have the status of a goy? In other words, you have a person that's nizer in Shabbos, but for whatever reason, he's not nizer in Yom Tov. He goes to work on Yom Tov. He goes to work on Pesach, on Shavuos, on Sukkot, on Shmini. Someone told me he has a business associate, and he says, you know, most goyim, they know about Pesach, they know about Sukkot, but they don't know about Shavuos, and they don't know about Shmini Atzeres. Right? You come in for Sukkot and Chol Hamoed, and I can't come back. So so he said that this guy, he prides himself every time he doesn't come to work for any reason in the middle of the winter. He says, why? It's Shmini? It's Shmini? Why are you not coming to work today? It's a religious holiday? Is today Shmini? The guy thinks he knows everything because he thinks he knows what Shmini Atzeres is, so he calls it Shmini. Okay. They're on the way. Okay, let's go. So here he says over here, Machlokes the person, Machal Yantav is Chil Yantav as a status of the Machal Shabbos before Hesia. So the point he makes over here is Machlokes the Poiskim, what the halacha is. Halacha, next halacha, hey, the Isser de Rabbanan. So he presents over here in the Kitchen Chanuch, this Machlokes the Poiskim, Machal Shabbos before Hesia, only for Isser de Rabbanan. Is that called Chilul Shabbos? Does that make the person into a goy with regard to Pasakum, Yain, Nesech, and so on and so forth? Remember that Isser de Rabbanan, I'm Zeb Be. Bal be bear hatev uve pischet tshuva v'darkei tshuva v'ayin b'shut marsham mitzadeid k'tzas de be'isud rabbanon loy havi k'mechal Shabbos k'mechal Shabbos k'abeis Yosef in Evan Ezer v'chein kosav b'shut beis David avol b'shut minchas olozor daitu l'hachmer v'ayin sif kodin sh'achar zeh. So in other words, machloik sapoiskim k'mechal Shabbos b'shut rabbanon, does he have the status of a goy? It is a machloik sapoiskim vav. No gea b'yayin osroi, if a Jew that is mechal Shabbos before Hesia touches wine, the wine is osr. Kain kosav harashba huva beis Yosef uvechamash kosav berashi mechal Shabbos chomu miavod azara. A person that is mechal Shabbos is chomur me avod azara. V'chein kosav be shari tshuva le ri uve arzerua b'shem shem bal halachos gedolos uve eshkol v'tashbetz v'amrin avram the not sure what that stands for Birka Yosef. They all seem to say that it has the same status that a mechal Shabbos b'fahesi that touches yayin, the yayin is yayin esach ulam ayin b'shut what? Yeah. So you can't have yayin in the stam of Ushul, absolutely. That's right. That's absolutely correct.
I've seen where it wasn't, unfortunately.
It's unusual, though.
Very unusual.
If you have wine, we'll
But if you have, also if you have, let's say you have people who make simchas, they invite goyim. They have work associates. They invite goyim. If the goy comes to a simcha and he goes to the bar and he touches the wine,
yes, of course,
or on the table there's yain esam of Rosh Chodesh, so then.
Wait a minute, that's the bartender, right?
The bar, but let's say you have on the table some symbols they put on the table wine. If one is damim levoshel and you invite a guest that's not Jewish, you got a problem.
Right.
Even the photographers sometimes they have assistants that are not Jewish. You never know who's there. The florists who come, you never know who's there, and you never know what they'll do. So there's always a shayla.
Well, it's on the table. They move from one place to the other. Take a picture.
Ayin ulam ayin b'shut mari esad. The calls man shelo heidu b'fnei bezin ein oishem hayayin b'magam. He disagrees. He holds that as long, even though we have a person that is a nechanam, he's a mechal shabbos of Francia, as long as witnesses have not formally come from the bezin and have testified that so and so is a mechal shabbos before Hesia, we don't have to say that the one that he touched becomes yai nesach. V'chein kasaf b'shut avnei tzedek v'ayim b'shut ben yintzin hachadoshes v'makilim yeshlem al mi mashi yismuchu. Okay, so he says there is such grounds for leniency. Ki be'avoy neseinu harabim poshesho ha-mis b'achas berubam v'yesh b'chem shemispalim tfilas shabbos v'mekadshem kiddush hayoyim v'achar kach mechalim shabbos v'chein kasaf b'shal shuvus mehasham v'yesh lus mechazeh. We find that many people, you don't know who you can trust. He basically says there are some people that come to shul. They appear to be shomer Torah mitzvos, and when they go home and no one is watching, they are mechal Shabbos. So what are you going to say that their one is going to be yayin esach? So you can't really generalize. You can't generalize, and therefore you seem to be saying over here that you have to find grounds to be lenient. Yachakach mechal Shabbos esach. V'chein kasa b'shut b'asham. The yesh lus mechal zeh. V'chein kasa b'shut zemer yohisef. The roif ha'poishim b'zmaneinu regilim lechal Shabbos bekam olavin. Since the people that bezmanaz are mechal Shabbos, they do have some spark of Yiddishkeit within them. For example, they're nizer in having their children be circumcised. The yesh lachem dinei gitin v'kiddushin lachem yesh lahakel. You can be lenient, and the wine is yat not yai nesach. Im lo shemavur lanu sheyadua, im lo shemavur lanu sheyodea. Haya Shab Shemavur Lanu Sheyodea. I know what that means over here. Umeis Panim L'chal B'fnei Asar Mishol Yachad. And unless you know for a fact that the Mamash have Chutzpah, you know that if the Mechal Shabbos the Verhesi with Chutzpah, that already may be different. Uveprat Bizmanenu Shehador Parutz Ein Lida Lidchoysam B'shtei Yodayim Shlo Yifguru Tvei. You should not push any person away with two hands, because you'll make them go off the derech even more. L'chin Kolzman Shlo Heidu B'fnei Bezdin Ein Tzarch L'hachmi Ayin Sham. So that's what he paskens that you have Leishim Elis Novi Ayin Minchas. The minchas, no, I know what that stands for. Sheherich bezevedait, no, so that would be an ayin. Sheherich bezevedait olahach ma'ayin sham. Okay, so the basic point over here is he just wants to point out that there is an opinion that says he can make bezanazeh a Jew that's mechal shavas bevehesi. The yain does not necessarily turn into yain esach. Zain. Next halacha. What about what is called befarhesia? What is called first high b'fnei asom yishol ayin b'sefer das Torah hey v'imei Rambam u'mordechai v'yed kamarayos dib pirsum ba'alma gam b'pachas me'asor high b'fnei hesia stam pirchus. He holds that even less than 10 people, something personal, something publicly, that's also considered to be farhesia. V'alkol panu b'yedua la'asorah ein lohakal ayin sham. And certainly if 10 people know about it, if a person lives a lifestyle where at least 10 people assume it's mechal Shabbos, then you should not be mekel. U'v'shut ma'asham hevi mei May El Yerabo, Umitar Schaim, Tiaf Michal Shabbos, if I has you, in Ainu Michal Befne Hanossi, Veraf or Eir Loimikri Michal Shabbos. So he says very Chiddish, that if you're not Michal Shabbos in public, even though a person is known to Michal Shabbos, but he does have some respect, is not Michal Shabbos in public, that's already enough. Umash Masham, the Hiskim Lazeim Misparer, Kain Shemeshamer Hashabbos, Fne Odom Godol, Ayin Sham. The person has respect in the presence of a rabbi. You're not going to have the chutzpah to be mechal Shabbos. That already is some saving grace for this person, and he's not going to mechal Shabbos. The ayin is sefer to sefer Shabbos. The ayin leel sif kod na kodim shavesi divrei haminchas ha whatever that stands for. V'daito l'shom l'hachmer d'gam pirsam ba'oma afilu b'pochus me'asor ha'i behesya. It's machloikis. Everything is machloikis. How far we go when it comes to mechal Shabbos behesya. One thing we take away from this: there are different madrigals. The ultimate madrega is where a person mechal Shabbos in front of 10 people and in front of Rabbonim. If he has no regard for Shabbos, even in front of Rabbonim, is no restraint to mechal Shabbos, that's obviously the worst. If a person will not mechal Shabbos in front of a Rav, that's already a madrega. If he's not mechal Shabbos in front of 10 people, he's mechal Shabbos privately in his home, it's another madrega. And if we don't even know for a fact that it's mechal Shabbos, certainly you can be mekel and you don't have to treat his yayin, the yayinesech, and his food is pasakim. Halacha Gimel, Lefichu, therefore, Mishabeach Hanavi V'Omer Ashrei Enosh Ya'aseh Zos, fortunate is the man that does this, Uven Adam Yachas Zikba, and praiseworthy is the man that takes hold of the following matter. What is the matter? Shomer Shabbos Mechalalo, a person guards Shabbos from profaning it. Fortune is the person, praise with the person that is the Shem Shabbos. Therefore, what do we learn from this? V'chol ha-shomer Shabbos chilchosoi u'mechabdoi u'me'angoi. Anyone that honors Shabbos and takes delight in Shabbos, kefi koichoi, gam kei mefurish al pi hanavi, sechoroi, the reward, gam olam hazeh, chutz, he receives reward in this world. Besides, chutz min aschar horov, hatzofun lo'olam haba, shenemar, im toshiv mishabbos raglecha, if you will restrain from Shabbos your feet, you will not be mechal Shabbos, you will prevent yourself from traveling on Shabbos. Asois chevzcha biyom kachi, if you will restrain yourself from doing your daily needs, your mundane needs on my holy day, and vikaroso l'shabbos oneg, and you will call Shabbos a day of delight, likdosh Hashem mechubad, to honor Hashem with and you'll honor it from doing by not doing your ways, from searching for your objects, and from speaking matters which are mundane. Us, then, what is the reward? Tisanag al Hashem, you will take delight in Hashem. Vehir kafticha, Hashem will cause you to rise up above al bomo se'aretz, upon the high places of this world. Vehachalticha, and it will cause you to inherit nachlas Yaakov avicha, the inheritance of Yaakov your father. Ki pi Hashem diber, don't take these words lightly. Hashem himself has spoken. So what do we learn in this pasuk? We learn in this pasuk two things. There's going to be aretz. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will give a person reward in this world as well for being mechabed Shabbos and taking delight in Shabbos. That's in addition to the spiritual reward which alluded to in the words of you will inherit the nachlas Yaakov avicha. Let's see what it says over here on the bottom, the previous page number basic mechadu ma'angoi. Question: are you mechuyev to have simcha on Shabbos? Here is his dilemma. All it says over here is mechuyev to have oneg, enjoyment, and you're supposed to give kavod to Shabbos. But are you also mechuyev to have simcha? Now you will ask me, what is the difference between simcha and oneg? I don't exactly know. Simcha appears to be a higher madrega, which includes basar v'yayin. Let's see what he says. I b'Shabbos zikachiv simcha ayin b'beis yosef b'shem Hashem hasifrei uv'yom simchaschem uv'yom mo'adechem. You shall blow the trumpets. So here he says the word of Yom Simchaschem Elu Shabbosos. That's what he says. V'chein kosav b'manig hilche Shabbos shegam Shabbos man simcha v'chimashu meshut harosh. So he seems to find the post when it talks about Yom Simchaschem, there is an allusion that refers to Shabbos. And Melu, this we indirectly learn that Shabbos they have simcha, you have an obligation to have simcha. And what is an afkamina? Ein simcha elo bebosar v'yayin. That would mean you mechuyev to have meat on Shabbos. Halacha l'maaseh, by the way, the Mishnah Paskins, you don't. There is no chiyuv simcha on Shabbos. Memeila, you don't have to have meat. If you don't like meat on Shabbos, you have no obligation. Yom Tov, you mechuyev to eat meat. Yom Tov is a day of simcha. Memeila, the type of meals that you are required of halacha to enjoy on Yom Tov are on a higher level than on Shabbos. The koyre liyoy mashabbos yom dechedvasa. He calls Shabbos day of joy, and chedvasa is the targum of simcha. Chaimashma b'sidu harizal bekavanos yismechu b'malchuscha. Rejoice b'malchuscha. The fact that it says in mehaytam akosta b'sefer maimer nusach atfila. That's why it says this expression tfila. It says yismechu b'malchuscha. Rejoice. Shetzoch loy magam Shabbos kereda becharuz bo b'shalom b'simcha. simcha uvitzahala. It says in Anusach Atila we see also simcha uvitzahala. V'cheinu besidur shar shmayim lehashlo hakadosh. So therefore, he seems to say that many poskim do say that there is a rechi of simcha. However, he not so quick. Ulam ayim b'taisus Shabbos niulay kos of simcha taisus m'sechlim does not talk about simcha. V'chein kos atashbeitz deloy ashkechon de Shabbos ikwe yom simcha rak oinik v'ayim b'shut mari mi barno. The shut shus Yaakov, the ayin mizel kamon. So he presents here some machlokes hatoskim of Shabbos called simcha. Again, as I told to repeat, that the Mishnah I believe says that it's not halacha lemaisa. It's not simcha, and the main nafkamina is your potter from eating basar. Yeah.
That might, well, first of all, that might be a hardship
for people who are poor.
People.
Right.
Also, Yom Kippur, that I can think of a couple of places.
Okay, you can't bring a rye from Zmiros. Zmiros are piyutim.
Bosh of a dog in Kol Matam.
Okay.
No.
Bosh of a dog in
Kol
Matam.
Bosh of a dog
in Kol Matam. Chet Bosh of
Jamal Bepedisha,
something like that, and then Yom Chet.
Okay, let's go further.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, but Angoy Ayin Shut Harashba, the Isra Tainis B'Shabbos, who holds that you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, Yom Tov V'Humi D'Raisa, V'Ringos Ben L'Chuma, you're not allowed to fast. He holds that fasting on Shabbos is his D'Raisa. And that is why, giving cover to Shabbos is greater than fasting 1,000 times. When we high timer, that's why Tainu Sester, it falls out on Shabbos, it will always push back Tainu Sester to Thursday. The chain cost of Ramban, the parashas Emor, the oinig Shabbos deraisa, oinig taking delight is deraisa. Oinig appears at least the madrega that you're not allowed to fast. Simcha is a higher madrega. Simcha means you have to be positive. You must do things to enhance your experience. Oinig at least tells you that you do things that you're not allowed to afflict yourself by fasting. That oinig is also a rabbanon. If mele, you would be allowed to fast on Shabbos. The ayin b'mishnah brura, the ayin b'zeprim agadim, os yud ches. Now, my nafkamina about fasting, a person is a chaloim. A person wants to fast on Shabbos because he had a horrible dream, a bad dream, and he's nervous. Are you allowed to fast? So the answer is yes. Because a tainus chalom, that's a sakana, you can fast, but there's a major consequence. What is the consequence? You have to make up the fact that you will mezalzel in the kedusha of Shabbos by fasting. You have to fast a second time because you violated Shabbos. Just to bring out the point, let's talk about Lag BaOmer. I want to mention this today. In Lag BaOmer, we have halacha that you're not allowed to fast on Lag BaOmer. It's a Yom Simcha, we don't say Tachnun, and you're not allowed to be Baspid, and there's no fasting. There's a Shaila, can you have a Hakamas Matseva? Someone that you can have a Hakamas Matseva, because when the Hakamas Matseva is a typical time when you have a Spadim, but you're not allowed to fast. What happens if a person has a bad dream and he wants to fast? You're allowed to fast. A tainus chaloim, it's like a sakana. It's a sakana because of but here's the nafkamina. You don't have to fast because you fasted. Because since Me'ikar Hadin and Lag BaOmer, it's not a day that's also in tainus. And it's only a minog not to fast on Lag BaOmer. If you do fast a Lag BaOmer because of a chaloim, you don't have to make up, you don't have to do tshuva for fasting with another fast. But in Shabbos, we're learning now that Shabbos is a day of Tainuk, and according to many opinions, Tainuk is deraisa, and that at least requires us, that at least tells us that you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, and the nafkamina will be that if you fast on Shabbos, you have done an Avera, and for that Avera, you must do tshuva, and the tshuva that Avera is fasting during the week. So this is what, this is nafkamina. Okay, let's go now go to halacha Dalit. Kosav, it says, Zohar, Shema Shabbos, the Kaddisho. You shall remember Shabbos to sanctify it. Perish, this means, Shayisra, B'chol Yom, V'yom, Shabbos, the Kaddisho. This means every single day during the week you have to right away think about Shabbos. Shemizdamel, Dabar, Machel, V'choshav, Shem, Shachich, B'chol Yom. If a person comes in contact with something which is, choshev, which you don't ordinarily come in contact with, v'udava shenu miskalkel, does not get ruined. Yikneu l'chvoid Shabbos, you should put it away even on Sunday in honor of Shabbos. Uve'erev Shabbos mitzvah sheyashkim b'boiker. Furthermore, how else are you mechabit Shabbos? Friday, early in the morning, wake up. Liknois sarche Shabbos. V'yuchal liknois gam koid matfilo. You can even purchase things before davening. Olavach lo yacher al yidei ze tfilas tzibor. V'toiv yoyser. Liknois be'erev Shabbos. It would be ideal to purchase it on Erev Shabbos. L'chvoit Shabbos m'liknois b'yoyim chamishi. Because that's more v'hohoye b'yoyim hashishi v'hechinu eis asher yivu. The ideal time to prepare for Shabbos on Friday, more so than in the middle of the week. Ach, dovar shetzorech achon. If you have no choice, something requires much preparation. Yikne b'yoyim chamishi, you can purchase on Thursday as well. V'yal kol davar shu koine yoymar, everything that you buy in the store on Shabbos, you shall say lichvoid Shabbos. Mitakonas Ezra shayu mechabsin habagadim mechamishi b'Shabbos lichvoid Shabbos v'lo b'erev Shabbos b'mei sheb'erev Shabbos tzorch l'sasik b'tzorch Shabbos. Takonas Ezra. One of the various takanas is to clean your clothing on Thursday in honor of Shabbos, because, and not to clean your clothing on Friday, because on Friday you're busy with food preparation. So clothing preparation should take place on Thursday. Halacha, hey, mitzvah al kol adam sha'af al pi sheyesh lo ikamo misharsim mikol makom yaseh gam hu bi'atzmo eze dovel chod Shabbos kdei lechab lo yitimim mechabit kena mitzinu be'amoroyim rav chizto hoyom chatiches hayorak dak, he himself cut the vegetables v'rav yosef hoyu mebakim etzim, they would cut the wood in honor of Shabbos for firewood for Shabbos v'rav zera havi madlik eso esh, he would light the fire, the pots v'rav nachman havi misakin es habei bayis, he would clean the house and bring in the Klei Shabbos and take out the Klei Chol. Or mehem yilmad kol adam, every single person should learn from them. Lo yomar, lo efkoim bichvoidi, it's beneath my dignity to do these things. Ki zehu kvoidoi, this is a person's dignity. Shu mechabed es haShabbos. Halacha vav, haminog b'chol yishol le'efois bebateim lechamim, to bake chalois, lechem, lechamim, plural. Lechvoid Shabbos. Lo mibaye goes without saying im oichlin bimei achol pas palter oiv gecham shiesh lezol lech b'yom Shabbos chodesh pas yishol. It goes without saying that if you leave the entire week to eat pas palter, on Shabbos you should upgrade to pas yishol. El afilu b'chol ha'oichol pas palter yishol. Even if during the week you also eat pas palter yishol. Mikol mokoyim lechvoid Shabbos yoifu b'beisoy kideish shetiskan, you should bake your own bread. Kideish shetikayim ho'isha mitzvahs hafrashas challah. It's an opportunity to be mekayim a mitzvah. By baking challah on Erev Shabbos, you're putting yourself in a position, in a situation, where you'll now have an opportunity to be mekayim a mitzvah hafrashas challah. Ki adam rishon nivra, why? Why dafka do we want to be mekayim a mitzvah of challah? For the following reason. Ki adam rishon nivra b'erev Shabbos, he was born Erev Shabbos, ho'yil chalosei shel olam. Adam harishon is the chalosei shel olam. V'isha Bechoto, and Isha, when she sinned, she gave Adam Difnei Tzadash, she destroyed the Chala of the world. The Cheto of Dosai, the Alkein, so she has to make it up. And the way she makes it up is Tzricha hi l'sakin davazeh v'oisin sholosh l'cham gadol ubeinoni v'katan. So he says something fascinating, that a woman should make three types of breads, three different sizes, large, medium, and small. Habeinoni l'sudas halayla, the middle one is for the evening meal. The hagadol l'sudas hayom laharos. Why do we have a larger loaf of bread for the day? Why? Because this is the sugyim sechta Shabbos. Because the kavod of the day is greater than the kavod of the night. Ki kavod hayom odif v'akaton l'sudas shlishis, and the smallest one is for the sudas l'sudas shlishis.
Didn't we also say earlier that the heavier meal is the midday meal?
That's not the issue.
No.
That's not the issue of heavy, right? It's a very good point, but it's not what it is. It's over here, it's a matter of kavod. I guess we're not taking into consideration health issues. Health issues. Probably when you have a Friday night meal, a Sudas Shabbos probably violate every rule in the book. From a nutritionist's point of view. No?
Well, who cares?
So you're talking about having a large loaf of bread on the night of Friday night. You're not supposed to sleep on a
that's our pattern anyway.
Right. So Shabbos, the rules are suspended.
You have a large loaf.
You don't have to eat.
You don't have to eat the whole.
Right. Okay. So we sing over here the economy. Sing over here. You saw to remember is that the isha the challah because we have challah to bake challah because we bake challahs to give the woman opportunity to kind of the nisav of her challah. She destroyed the challahs of shel oilam. So she has to make it up.
It's
her mitzvah. There are three different sizes. The larger is for the day because the cover of the day is greater than the cover of the night. The kitzur and the shorim is melacha. Ha'ois yud la afois bebateim lachamim ayin b'shachaya ayir ayeh v'isha achash ofesach achalo. Achalos ubishlam acholim l'tzorich Shabbos achakach nisvada sheod ter mechina hakol meis tinuk b'shchunasa v'achavis mayim shemimena shaval lehoafia v'abishul choysa amed sham. Now this is such a spooky halacha that if a person dies, the water in the room must be spilled out. Okay, it's a halacha that they know about in the hospitals. Any liquid in the room at the time when a person dies, is you're not supposed to drink because it's spooky. So here you have a situation where a woman, when she cooked, and then it was discovered the liquid that was used to make the bake and cook was from a room where a person died. Terem shemei satinik v'afilu achi ein. So the question here is now, what is she going to do? It's now Friday night, Shabbos afternoon, and she has bread and she has cooked dishes which have been made from that water. Does she have to spill it out and destroy it? So afilu achi ein tzarich lahachmir. Halacha Zayin. What else do we do? Yachin basar v'dogim. Yafim umatimim. A person should prepare basar, meat, and fish that are yafim umatimim that taste good. V'yayin meshivach kifi yachalosa and should prepare yayin. Ki mitzvah le'echol b'chol sudos mitzvah Shabbos dogim im eina mazikim lo. So it says here that there's such an inyan, a concept, we may not understand the depth of what this is all about, but to eat fish at every one of the three meals, even shalosh sudos, to eat fish all three meals. Yavul im azikim lo, but it goes without. So the person does not react well to fish. Oishenim aravim lo, he does not enjoy its taste. Lo yechlem, you have no obligation to eat something on Shabbos that you do not enjoy. Why? Ki haShabbos lo oinig nitan v'lo letzar. V'yashchiz es hasakin. A person should sharpen the knife erev Shabbos. Shezehu gam kein mechvoid haShabbos. V'yisagin es habayis, you should prepare the house. V'yatzir es hamitos, shall make the beds. V'yifres mapa al hashulchan. A tablecloth, v'tehei perusa kol yom haShabbos, there should be a tablecloth on the table the entire Shabbos. V'yesh medachtikim lifres shtei mapas, two tablecloths. V'yismach, why?
Plastic.
Why two tablecloths? I have no idea. Why two tablecloths? No clue. V'yismach bebias haShabbos and rejoice. V'yachshav v'daito ilu hoyim mitzapes shuyevo elav ezer adam Yaakov v'choshev ech hoyim esakin sabayis lechvado. If the president, if the prime minister, or someone that you consider important would come to your house, you certainly would prepare the house, would make the house beautiful. When we call shekein lechvado Shabbos malchus of the queen Shabbos, certainly you should mechaber the bayis. B'ktsas mekaymos oisin pashtida. Can anyone make pashtida? Some type of dish. Kugel we made from oil mulyasa lusudas lal Shabbos zecher lemon. This dish has two layers of dough, and inside it has some type of filling, and that is symbolic of the mon. The mon is the filling, and it's surrounded with layers of tal. Zecher lemon shachay munach kemo bekuspa. The mon was put in a box. Tal lemata v'tal lemala. Yesh litam be'erv Shabbos es atavshilim l'shenasu l'Shabbos, and you should taste the food before Shabbos begins to make sure that it does not need any further preparation. Let's take a look at the Shemesh of Halacha. Halacha ois halacha yud aleph. Basa v'dagim ayin Rabbeinu Yoina. Shein chiv lechol basa b'Shabbos. I mentioned that to you before. There is no chiv to eat basa b'Shabbos. Rabbeinu Yoina seemingly is going like the Mishnah Berurah that says there's no chiv simcha. Simcha always has triggers a chiv of basar. So there's no chiv simcha. There's no chiv to eat basar. V'ayin b'Torah Tamima. Shabbos Shabbos Noeg by Simcha. He disagrees. Al pi Yusham. This is going back to what we said in the beginning. It says to me, Yushalmi. The Seudas Purim Shachal b'Shabbos Ma'achanoi Tzoy Yimei Mishle v'Simcha. That Seudas Purim, which is Chal b'Shabbos, we delay it, we push it off, because Yimei Mishle v'Simcha Kosev Shesimchasa Tuli be Bezdin. The Simcha depends upon Bezdin. Yot Shabbos Shesimchasa Tuliya Bidei Shamayim. So here, in this Chazal in Yerushalmi, what does it say indirectly? That there are two types of Simcha. There's a Simcha of Shabbos, which is totally in Shemayim, and a Simcha of Yom Tov, of Purim, which is Bidei Adam. But incidentally, it makes note that Shabbos is also called Simcha. So we mashma de b'Shabbos sheyesh shchiyuv Simcha. And there we discuss, you should not intermingle the Simcha of Shabbos with the Simcha of Purim. But we learn from this Yerushalmi indirectly that there's something called Simcha on Shabbos. So what is the hella al pizeh de mechuyavim lechel basar b'Shabbos? Then simcha hella b'basar. V'shaloike divrei tof rei shiur hanal. V'ayin b'nimuke yarechayim v'lefi divrei ha-sifrei or v'yom simchaschem zeh ha-Shabbos v'ayin simcha b'basar tzoch liyos basar b'Shabbos k'ma b'yom tov agam shlo hayu makrivim shalmi simcha b'Shabbos hayu tzrich mulachin basar me'yesmu l'ayin sham. It's like on Yom Tov you have to have meat. V'ayin b'pischei tshuva simrish me'beis b'pischei tshuva shehevi b'shem shut beis Yaakov de'achila basar b'Shabbos hu min ha-Torah. V'ayin b'magin Avram. Okay, so he's presenting over here big machlokes ha-poskim, must you eat basar on Shabbos? Machlokes ha-poskim. Okay, let's go further. Halacha ches afilu onish b'yishol b'yishol yizdareis v'yisamitz la'anik as a Shabbos v'yitzamsem b'chol ha-shua k'dei she'yeh lo mos t'chol Shabbos. He has to save money from the week in order to be mechaber Shabbos properly. V'im ein lo mos, if he has no money, yilveh, he should borrow money. Afilu me'al mashkenes l'tzorche Shabbos, you have to borrow money for Shabbos. V'al z'amer v'senu z'chem l'racha b'ni, my children, my child, l'vo olai v'ani p'rei, don't wound in our bar and I will pay your expense. V'chol ha-mezoynes ha-sholadam k'tzub lo me'r Hashanah chutz me'hotzo'o Shabbos v'yom tov she'moysif mo'ysif lo v'im ha-shod chukul lo b'yoyser. Person is, does not have enough time. Al z'amer person is the chukul lo b'yoyser, the person is very poor. He's extremely poor, and if he borrows money, he knows he's not going to be able to pay back the money so quickly. So then we have an exception. Al ze amr b'sinus chol levrocha asay shabbos lechov lo al tzarch lebrios. So he's going to be a very, what he's doing over here is something amazing. He's coming to point out a very basic contradiction which many commentators deal with. We have a contradiction. One pasuk, one chazal says, "Bini lova alai vani parea," borrow. Another chazal says, "Asay shabbat chachol v'al titzterech labrios." These two mamori chazal contradict each other. Direct contradiction. How do we reconcile this contradiction? So the Kitzer's answer is, imasha dechuko lo bioser. If you're really hard pressed, a person that has parnasa. Now, I'll just say the way, I'll tell you another answer, which I think really is the same answer. The other answer is a person that has income. If you have a parnasa. I'm a person that has a parnasa. I have a job. I work 9 to 5. I make money. Problem is that all of my money goes to pay tuition. All my money goes to pay the electric bill, pays rent, and to pay for my cell phone, and to pay for entertainment. So when it comes to Shabbos, you know, I'm hard-pressed. But I have money coming in. I have money. I have a job. Money comes in. It's just that it's not enough. In that type of situation, since you have money coming in every single week, the money checks in the mail, no. So you know what? Love or lie? You don't have enough money for Shabbos, no big deal. Just go to the bank and borrow some money. And if money's coming in, somehow you'll be able to work out your finances to pay off the chayvus for Shabbos. But if you don't have a job, there is no, you have no source of income, and everything in your life is a struggle, you have to rob a bank to get the latest smartphone, then I say, Shabbos chachol v'al titzterech librios. Okay, so this is you know, here I know a doctor, and the doctor said to me that some of the patients are on programs. They have patients that come in, they literally don't have a penny to their name, and who's paying the it's Medicaid or who knows what, and on every single program possible, they have no money, and yet they come in to me, and they have the most advanced smartphone that money can buy. Doesn't make sense. How could it be that you're on Medicaid and you have a cell phone and you have a smartphone? Contradiction. So, Teretz is, what are your priorities, life? What are your priorities? So, if you want to stretch it, starting by Shabbos, what are your priorities?
It's not just that.
What are your priorities? Okay, let's not get into politics. Halacha tests. Ein lasois melacha b'derech keva v'yav Shabbos. This is a scary halacha. A person should not do melacha, engage in melacha. One more halacha yud beis. I forgot one halacha yud beis. V'lo yashul l'chol yud beis in the bottom. Ayin b'shut chavsiyo d'zeh in mitzad chasidus. A person should not wait. Wait, did I skip over here?
Yes.
I didn't finish halacha. I'm sorry, middle halacha. Let's go to the second half of the top. Let's start from the second half of the top in the kitzur. V'chol, that's the second line from the top in the kitzur on page Lamed Hey. V'chol mizrenes shaladim kibutzim lomir shoshana chutz b'yotzah shabbos yandam v'shashashim moysim v'sim lo. V'masha duchuki lo b'yoyseh. Okay, you don't have a source of income. Al zeh amir rabbi sinzach l'vracha, asey shavachol v'lo al tzach l'b'yos. U'mikol makam, imev shalo lo, yira al kolponim la'soyis l'chovot shabbos, aids them would. Even if a person is extremely poor, dire straits, nevertheless a person should at least do something. Okay, going dogim, kitanim, uchidomer, sardines. Umi shesholcho loy eiz a davar lechol b'shabbes yesh loy lechol b'shabbes lo lehashir lechol, a person that was sent a gift that was meant to be used on Shabbos, you should not leave it over for Sunday. If you have food that was set aside for Shabbos, it's not proper to say, you know what, I don't have what to eat Sunday, so let me save this for Sunday, and on Shabbos I will go on a diet. That is a zilzul in the kavod Shabbos. You base in the bottom v'lo lehashir loy lechol ayin b'shul chavsiyod. This is not a chumrah. This is halacha. If you have food that has been bought, purchased for Chvod Shabbos, it's the halacha. You have to eat on Shabbos. You're not allowed to save for Sunday. B'shchein kosav atur. V'ayim minuchas papit minuchas patim shekinmash minam yushalni demi shenoda lohavi mincha biyomtuf mechuyiv lohaviya biyomtuf dafka. And a person that made a neder to bring a mincha meal offering, you have to do it on the proper time. You're not allowed to delay. So as an extension of that, just like a carbon that you made a neder that you're going to bring on a yomtuf, you must do bizman. Likewise, if you set aside food for Shabbos, it must be on Shabbos. V'ayin I don't know what that stands for. May I go and me but who that ever is, I can't pronounce that. Shekasav da'afilu minus chasilus ein kan kol shloy amar lo beferish sheyoch lo b'shabbos. He disagrees. Look at that. He completely disagrees, and he says that a person does have the right to go on a diet and decide, you know what, I'm not going to eat it, it's fine, I'm going to keep it for the next day. Halacha test. Ein lasos melacha b'derech keva b'erev Shabbos. Mimincha v'ketana l'mayla. You're not allowed to do melacha mimincha ketana, which is 2.5 hours before sunset. You are not allowed to start a melacha, something that is significant. Avodech harai mutter. But if you just want to do something temporarily, a quick check at your email, that is mutter. V'lotzeach Shabbos gam achakach mutter. But if you're doing this process, this labor for in honor of Shabbos, it's mutter. V'lasa it's big day chaveroi b'schar osir. To go and to sew or to make clothing for your friend, it's not even for you, that is also achmishu ani v'reitzel l'staker l'tzach Shabbos. But if you can make a few dollars and the money you're going to earn at that moment in time, mincha ketan l'mala, is going to be used to be mechabit Shabbos, that's mutter. Mutter lo kol hayom kumo b'chol hamoit l'saper es yishol mutter kol hayom. Another shiloh, what about giving a haircut? Are you allowed to give a haircut to a Jew? Yes. Afilu ma'isum afilu b'schar, to give a haircut, even if you're doing a ma'isum and a course and you're going to charge, you're allowed. Why? Mibnei shahat hispoires nikeres shenesa achshav b'shvil haShabbos. Because a haircut is always in honor of Shabbos, no matter what. So therefore, you're allowed to give a haircut. You're allowed to give a haircut, and b'diavad you can take a haircut even 2.5 hours before Shabbos. Yesh lahaskes hachanuchnuyos sho achas ne Shabbos. And then the last thing he says, if you have a store, you should close the store 1 hour before Shabbos. Don't wait until the very last minute. Halacha yud. Miteisha shos zmanios ulamala. From 9 hours zmanios ulamala mitzulim you should not eat. A large suda that you can make another day, it should not be even in the morning. Ach, suda smitzah shizmanik vuba yoim, kigoy mila, pidin aben, this indeed is motim. You should make a suda early as possible, velo yarbe, velo yarbe ba, umikol shekain shalo lecho achil gasa, kide shayoch lusud shabbos adoven, so you should use the shabbos lithi oven. Okay, halocha yud gimel on the bottom, kigoy mila, pidin aben, ayin bir be'er heitev, vuhu mea mogen avram, te mila al pi afal pisha shaovar zmana, mikri zmana kavua, the call shaita v'shaita zmanei hu de'asu l'nicho orah. So let's say we have a child, and here's a very interesting shaila, it's shloi b'zman. The child already did not have a bris mila for 3 months. Let's say the child was in the hospital, whatever the complications are, it was a complicated situation, and the doctor said this baby may not have a bris mila until he is ready. And now he's just about ready. And the doctor says, and you have a conversation with the doctor, and you were planning, oh, you know what, your mind will be ready in a week from now. And all the doctor, you know what, he can have it already, the baby's ready. So it's already Thursday afternoon. Let's say it's Thursday night. So also, one can argue that tomorrow is Friday. It's a short day. It's a short day tomorrow. Let's say it's a winter day. Shabbos begins at 4:20. So anyway, it's shloi b'zman. We've anyway waited 3 months. Anyway, I was planning on having it next week. So what's the big deal? We'll wait until next week, until Sunday, because tomorrow's Erev Shabbos, and if we have the Suda Erev Shabbos, who knows? It might snow, and who knows all the complications, and it's certainly going to affect the covered Shabbos. No, he makes it very clear that when it comes to Bris Mila, even though the Kitzur has taught us that a Suda Smitzvah that does not have to be done today can be done, should not be done today, should be done at another time in order not to interfere with Kvod Shabbos, Bris Mila Shaloi Bizman is called Bizman. Every single moment it's an emergency to get it done, and therefore do it early as possible, and don't take into consideration this halacha. It is considered Bizman. To also l'anichoi arul afilu yemechad v'hevi b'achakach b'mash, I don't know what that stands for. The Yesh Oishim Lamal Mila Shloi Bizman Be'er Shabbos. Fascinating. Okay, Yesh Cholkim. We never heard this. But obviously you can use this as a sniff in the case of you have unusual circumstances. If you have a suffix, there is such an opinion. Amazing halacha. It's an amazing concept. It's such a thing. That there is such an opinion that the Kvod Shabbos is so great, it's so important, and if the meal already is Shaloi Bizman, don't have the Bris Mila, because it will interfere. The Ayin V'Mishnah Brura, Shevi Hadeh HaRishayin B'Stam, the Mishnah Brura doesn't hold of this second opinion. He holds like we're very accustomed to, that every single moment is an emergency to have the Bris Mila. And of course, you do it Friday no matter what. And the Mishmur does not even mention the second opinion. What? What? Why is that so? Induce labor?
If the Mila is pushed,
Shloi Bizman? I'm not familiar. That could be because many times the doctors...
No. I mean, at a convenience.
I think you're right. That appears to be... I don't know. I'm not a rabbi and a posek, but that does not appear to be correct.
If it is ready, that's what it should
I know among certain groups of people, there is such a thing of induced labor. And many people want the dafka to have induced labor for a whole variety of reasons. And once already they're going to, even though they can have a regular healthy, they choose to go to the doctor. The doctor gives the medicine. And once already they're having induced labor, and they know already it's going to be a boy. Live in a high tech world, they schedule it for Sunday. The baby should be born on Sunday.
So they
could have a Sunday bris. They could have a Sunday bris. But you're talking about a situation where a child is not healthy, the child was in this complicated situation.
Always
on a Sunday. I don't know the answer to the question. I don't know. Okay, that, let's see. It says over here, Pinyin HaBen. Let's go to these short, these are halachas, and then we'll stop. Pinyin HaBen, Ayin, page Lamed Vav on the bottom. Pinyin HaBen, Ayin, I don't know the Ocham Biberhetev, the Pinyin Aben Shavar Zmanoi, Osir Lasoso Ber Shabbos, Kmashakosav Machaber Khan. That everyone seems to either once you already passed the Zman Pinyin Aben, it should not be done Erev Shabbos, Pinyin Aben.
If it's not
the Zman.
If it is in the Zman, isn't it normal, doesn't it normally take place in the afternoon or later afternoon?
At the end of the day.
And
that's out of convenience. That's on the 30th day. Yeah. You're supposed to make a Adin, you're supposed to have the opinion Aben Zrizim Makdimim. I remember learning the Sugya years ago in the Torah of Das Rav Kahana. He taught us Sugya Pinyin Aben, and he mentioned this thing that people have, they have it in the afternoon. He was a very Pesach, he says that Shalaykadin, the Zrizim Makdimim Mitzvah should be done as early as possible. Sometimes you can have, it's not yet the Zman. You have to have the Ace Lace. So it's not yet the Zman. But let's say the Zman is at night. It comes at night, and the earliest time you could have it is by day. You should have it as early as possible. Sometimes then the ace to ace, the 30, the 20, the 29, there's a whole question exactly how long you wait for Pidyon Aben. 29 and a half days of a moon, 30 days. I don't remember the details, but sometimes the Zman is first, the child is first eligible for a Pinyin Aben in the afternoon. So then you have no choice. But when you have a situation when the child is eligible for a Pinyin Aben first thing in the morning, then ideally it should be done first thing in the morning.
If that were the correct time, you say don't make a Siddur late on Erev Shabbos.
Right. Well, if it was the correct time, you're allowed to. If it's Bizman, you're allowed to no matter what. If that is the Zman, then you are allowed to. If it's Shaloi Bizman, he's telling us that it interferes with Kvod Shabbos, then you really should delay it until the next day.
So it doesn't have the same status as me.
My son had the Pinyin Aben, it was Bizman, but it was on Yom Tov. He made it at night.
You made it the next night, right after. Because since the Zman already passed, then you made it at night. Right? You can make a Pinyin Aben. A Pinyin Aben can be made at night. Okay, that's there are a lot of halachs of Pinyin Aben. Okay, let's go for it. V'ayin b'shuchnei chagras. Hagoyin of Shlomo Zalman. Shulchan Aruch Avikar Hadinim. The Yochel Asas Habinyin Aben Shavar Zman Beir Shabbos Lebeloi Suda. He holds that you can do the mitzvah. The mitzvah should be done. Maybe the Suda you will delay, but he holds that the Pinyin Aben can be done even on Erev Shabbos with Shlomo Zman. Should do it right away, even if you're not going to have the Suda. V'yayin b'Mishnah Berurah. Shepoisek Demuter Lasos Habinyin Aben Shavar Zman Beir Shabbos. He disagrees with everything of the above. He disagrees with both of the above opinions. You can do everything Erev Shabbos. Afil Besuda ve'ayin bechaye adam sheposak gam kein the chayodim agrees to the Mishnah Berurah that you can make a pinyin aben Friday morning, Friday afternoon with a suda ve'ayin Mishnah Berurah te'afilu sim sechta muter shezmana hayom v'lo hinicha al erev Shabbos. The person that happens to finish a smsechta on that day, it's the zman. You're not deliberately delaying for the day, but if that's the day when you finish the smsechta, you can make a suda seem even on that day. Okay, let's go further. Chayiv Adam. Now that already is the next halach. What? Smsechta Beah. Smsechta Beah. When it came out on Friday. Okay, a lot of people waited all the. Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll take a short break and then we'll talk about Lag BaOmer.